Maud Hixon, who's a very talented singer that works in the Twin Cities and internationally as well, has joined me in the studio today, and she's here to talk about this new album that has just been released, I think yesterday. It's called When Winter Comes. Winter is certainly here, even though it's technically still autumn. You've got this wonderful new CD, and she's going to be appearing at Crooners, and we'll talk about that this weekend. Maud, first of all, welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this new album.
Well, you know, it comes around every year, and it's an important season for us here in Minnesota, and we just thought it was time to put together some of our favorite songs that we do over the winter, over the holidays, and some of them aren't your usual suspects, which is, I think, another good reason to make a record.
One of the things I always enjoy about your performances is that you're really into the history of the music, and so you like to talk about, you know, the context in which these songs were created. So the opener is the title cut from the album, When Winter Comes, and we're going to listen to that. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Irving Berlin wrote it for a movie called Second Fiddle in 1939, and it was starring Sonja Henie, the Norwegian Olympic ice skater, and in it she plays a school teacher from Minneapolis.
So that's certainly appropriate to open an album with Minneapolis-based artists. So we've got Maud Hixon, your husband Rick Carlson is accompanying on the piano. Sue Orfield is playing sax, Chris Bates on bass, and Dave Schmallenberger on drums. Here's When Winter Comes, the title cut from this new recording from Maud Hixon.
Winter is coming, and soon there will be frost on the moon. Snow will be falling, and what am I going to do? I'll need somebody to hold, someone to hold when it's cold, someone to love, and I hope that that someone is you. The sun will shine in the summer, and I'll be fine in the summer. But then I've gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. It's nice and warm in the summer, and I'm in form in the summer. But then I've gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. Tennis court, but in the winter, just like the groundhog, I'll turn into an indoor sport. I'll pull an oar in the summer and hug the shore in the summer, but then I've gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. Cuddle up to when winter. tennis court. But in the winter, just like the groundhog, I'll turn into an indoor sport. I'll Glenore in the summer and hug the shore in the summer.
When Winter Comes, the title cut to a brand new recording just released this week from vocalist Maud Hixon, who has joined me in the studio this morning. So the cover of this album is really interesting. It shows you a little younger with a whole bunch of snow. Tell me about this picture on the cover of the album.
Well, it turns out that I have pictures from the Halloween blizzard of 1991, which was a big, memorable snowfall for us. I mean, we have lots of memorable ones, but that one was pretty, it actually stopped us in our tracks. And I was living in Uptown at the time, and so I'm sitting in the middle of Hennepin Avenue because we were all just walking down the middle of the street. There wasn't really anything going on, and I just thought it would be a fun thing to use as the cover.
Well, I think it's perfect. I mean, because Minneapolis is certainly known for its winters. And then you've got some material on here, not just classic material by Irving Berlin like we just heard. You've got some brand new music. So tell me about this song we're going to hear next. We're going to hear an excerpt of it because it's a little longer. It's called My Winter Rose.
Yes, this is a new song. It's the first recording of it, actually, written by Nancy Winston and Roger Shore. And it's about Rosemary Clooney and her concert career, her resurgence in later life, which was actually started by Bing Crosby, who decided to go out and do personal appearances at the end of his life. He hadn't done it for decades, and he brought Rosemary with him, and that kind of got her going again. And every year she used to have a one-month residency at Rainbow and Stars in Manhattan. It was on the top of Rockefeller Center. And this song is about that.
All right, so here's a little bit of My Winter Rose from When Winter Comes, Maud Hixon on Listener Driven Jazz 88.
Pasadena roses grow in winter, a fact not many towns can claim or boast. Manhattan winters had a flora, an Irish rose, faith in Begora, lovelier than most on that other coast. Flying in from the west through a midwinter storm, why in hell am I booked when the weather's not warm? She would joke from the stage of that glass-paneled room, and for one winter month I would watch a rose bloom. Looking down on the snow and the tourists and cars from my heavenly perch known as Rainbow and Stars, I was there to be wrapped in a voice warm as fleece, neatly timed to her annual Concord release. That was me. That was Rose. Singing Rogers and Porter and Mercer and Moore, and of course George and Ira, her neighbor next door. She'd throw open her arms as if giving a hug, and the room seemed to shrink. I felt cozy.
Yeah, that's a little bit of My Winter Rose about Rosemary Clooney. Maud Hixon performing. I used to like watching ER because of Rosemary Clooney's cameos in that series, an actress and a great singer as well. So we are talking about this new recording Maud Hixon has just released this week called When Winter Comes. You've got some gigs happening at Crooner's this weekend, or two performances on Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we will be in the cozy Dunsmore room, and hopefully the weather will be cooperative. It will be me and Rick Carlson, and we've got a 4:30 and a 7:30, so we hope people will join us and we can dispense actual CDs as well.
So we're going to hear one or two more selections, or at least as much of them as we can. We're going to listen next to a track called The Christmas Feeling. Tell me a little bit about this music.
This one was written by Mel Torme, who's famous for having written The Christmas Song, but it's one you don't hear quite as often. He wrote it later on in his career.
Okay, here it is.
The Christmas feeling, that time when we will once again sing all the carols while we trim the tree. We'll open presents and we'll watch the children play, and then we'll gather round the table Christmas Day, a time of sharing, a time of love, a time to make that Christmas wish you've been dreaming of. This happy season comes and goes too soon, it's true. Christmas feeling last the whole year through. Christmas wish you've been dreaming of. This happy season comes and goes too soon, it's true. Why can't this Christmas feeling last the whole year through?
Mel Torme, I always think of Night Court when I think of Mel Torme because of, was it Harry Anderson that was, at least his character, I don't know if he was in real life, such a big fan of his writing. He wrote a couple of interesting memoirs. One was about his time with Judy Garland, who...
I have that, yes.
And then another one, I think it's called It Wasn't All Velvet.
I have that too. And then he wrote one called My Singing Teachers, which is very interesting.
Oh, that one I didn't know about.
Yeah, about his favorite singers.
And he was a great drummer too.
Oh, yeah.
But we're getting off topic. That music we just heard was a Mel Torme song called The Christmas Feeling. It's a selection from this new album by Maud Hixon. And Maud says we can listen to one more. And so we're going to hear the closing track on the album. Before we get to this, tell me about what your upcoming calendar looks like. So you've got this gig Saturday at Crooner's, and what's on the horizon beyond that?
Well, in the new year, we'll be back in the Dunsmore Room in January on the 10th, and we'll be doing our Cole Porter Song Fest, which is always a great time to revisit his work. And then we've got lots of other things going on. We're going to California and doing a concert there. And it's all at maudhixon.com.
Which is H-I-X-S-O-N.
Thank you, and no E for some reason on the Maud.
All right, so tell me a little bit about this last track that we'll listen to. It's called Let's Start the New Year Right.
Yes, and this is from Holiday Inn, which was really the start of all of those Irving Berlin holiday movies and songs.
And that one, there were a couple of them that had White Christmas, right?
Yes, Holiday Inn introduced the song White Christmas. And then there was the movie White Christmas later, which had all Irving Berlin songs in it as well.
Okay, so this is by Irving Berlin too, right?
Yep.
Let's start the new year right. This is the concluding track from When Winter Comes, Maud Hixon.
One minute to midnight. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the lights, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new?
That's a very cool New Year's song that I was not familiar with, by Irving Berlin, from the film Holiday Inn, with Bing Crosby. And I was thinking about another New Year's song, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? But Maude, you were saying everybody knows that song by Frank Lester, so this is kind of cool. You find some holiday numbers that you may not be as familiar with. The new album from Maude Hickson just came out this week. It's called When Winter Comes. You can find it on Bandcamp, and you can go to our website, maudehickson.com. That's H-I-X-S-O-N, to learn more about it. She's playing Crooners Saturday, what, at 4:30?
And 7:30.
And 7:30. So you can go to the Crooners website to learn more about that. Maude, thanks for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Peter.